Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. With all the hatred and violence in the world, we need a plan to change things. The new book, Turn Around, Unload, Listen, by Louise Brunner, just might start a conversation about how to do that. We're supposed to love our neighbor and do for them as we would want them to do for us. So how do we go about that? Well, maybe the answer is in her book. Behavior, mental health, physical health affects our total health outcome, and prevention of negative habits and thoughts steers us to a better health outcome. Can a negative killer's mind be changed to a positive one by seeing a different point of view? Presenting a killer of the innocent takes all of us preventing one before it escalates into a disaster. Louise developed a love for surgery and entered the surgical technician field training program in Wichita Falls, Texas, complements the U.S. Air Force. Over a span of 33 years, 8 fields of nursing, author of 2 poems published by the National Library of Poetry, and the critically acclaimed What Fathers Should Tell Their Daughters. And now, Unload, Turn Around, Listen, Louise Brunner, our guest on This Week in America. Louise, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Boy, this is such an important topic, and you really do such a nice job in your presentation in the book. Let's talk about the motivation, the inspiration for writing the book. What was the inspiration for writing this?
Well, there were 2 reasons, and I was sitting in my living room, and I became very sad, and the sadness was over the killing of innocent children and people in schools, churches, and public places. So after a while, I thought, what could I do? And I thought, well, I can write a book. And so my chance to write this book was to be able to talk like I'm sitting in a living room or before somebody decides to do something really dangerous. It was a chance to talk to a would-be killer to get him to see another point of view. And that's why I wrote the book.
The book is Turn Around, Unload, Listen by Louise Brunner. The book's available at Amazon, the usual places. I'll give you all that information throughout the program. And, of course, you can log on directly to information on the book by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We all see this so often, innocent children, people in schools, churches, public places. How did these killings affect you personally?
Well, the one that was the most impactful was in 2017. It was the Las Vegas event outside the La Mirage Hotel. My daughter-in-law was present at the concert with her friends, and I didn't even know she was there. I found out later. And they managed to hide and escape when the bullets started raining down on everyone. And they were the very lucky ones because 59 people died, but they made it out of there alive. And that was pretty scary for me.
When you look at the news reports on that, it's a miracle that Moore did not die. This was just such a senseless killing, and you could see all of the people desperately trying to get away from what was going on there. What are some of the most that you found in your research and investigation and your career, 2 of the most common reasons why young men are arrested and end up in prison in the first place?
Well, when I was being oriented to work in a prison as a registered nurse, we were told there was 2 reasons that were the most common, and that was alcohol and anger were the common causes of incarceration. So the message in my book is to let someone know that removing yourself from that cause of anger to see another point of view that would lead us into a more positive result. And that's a simple thing that even husbands and wives can do, because husbands and wives can make each other extremely mad. And I think we all need to learn to cool off and remove ourselves from that anger before we do something so bad that it can't, we can't get out of it.
Well, you address that so well and give us a solid foundation so that we can do that, not only for ourselves and our marriage, as you mentioned, but helping other people. The book is Turn Around, Unload, Listen. Louise Brunner, our guest, the author on the program. You mentioned two authors of a children's book about controlling anger that really made an impact on you. If you would talk about that.
Yes, that was an exciting occurrence, because Arun Gandhi and Bethany Hedges, they wrote Grandfather Gandhi, and their thoughts supported my thoughts about how the world needs to heal on the subject of mass killings, violence, and bullying. And it is an exceptional, excellent children's book on how to control anger at an early age. And the lucky part was that being here in New Braunfels, Arun Gandhi and the co-author Bethany Hedges came to the Seascats hotel there, and my husband and I were able to hear their talk and get a signed autograph of their book. And I thought, this book goes exactly along the message I wanted to get out. But it helps young people understand this at a very early age, as we see children who act out violence, even in the home or in the school or wherever they've somewhat seen it before. So it was just wonderful to be able to know them, get to know them, and hear the message. So I clearly explain all of that in the book.
Yes, you do. And you do it so well. And it's so important to understand, the earlier we begin this process, the more success we're going to have in changing the course of thoughts that so many of these people go through. In your book, how did you identify your comments on negative thoughts and suicide?
Well, personally, dealing with negative thoughts and suicide thoughts was in my earlier life as a teenager and once after a divorce. Luckily, I'm one of the lucky ones who overcame all those negative thoughts, because they can be turned around to positive ones. And that's what I certainly had to work on myself. And it did particularly help, coming from a Christian family and remembering that God has taught us He has a plan for our lives.
It sounds like this book would have been beneficial to you as you were going through that part of your life. Your book, Turn Around, Unload, Listen. This really is a book sort of based, again, on your own experiences in life, as well as what you've seen in your career and the research that you've done.
Exactly. It really is.
And that's why I think this book resonates so well and is doing so well. It's available at Amazon. I'll mention in Matt Louise's other book, you'll find both of those available at Amazon, the usual places, and we'll have all of that up on our website. As people are reading the book, what would you like as a call to action for the reader? It's interesting reading. It gives us a lot of food for thought, but it really should be a motivation, shouldn't it, for us to get involved in doing what we can.
That's right. Hopefully the readers will pass on the word of encouragement to those struggling with anger and domestic violence and suicide thoughts, and those who are thinking about portraying ideas of killing innocent people. We can all be a watchdog in a way. The people who really need to read the book, I believe, are either friends. If you're a family member, can spot this. If you're a friend of someone, you can spot it. You can spot it actually on social media, but just not ignore it. And a lot of times people could have been turned back from preventing a tragedy if only somebody had intervened. And so, like I say in the book, that person could be turned around to another point of view before there is destruction.
That, I think, is so important. I mentioned that in the introduction because that just jumps out as you're reading this, that there is a point where we can intervention is necessary and can prevent this from getting totally escalating, to get totally out of hand. Turn around, unload, listen. Luis Brunner is the author and our guest on the program. I mentioned research for this. You know, you talked about the inspiration, the motivation to write this book. From the time you were inspired and thought, I need to write this, how long did it take you to actually write, turn around, unload, listen?
Well, the research actually takes a whole lot longer than writing it. And in fact, Pastor Bonhoeffer's book, it was about his autobiography. Eric Metaxas wrote it. And I read that complete book and I was just really amazed at his life. And I mentioned that partly in the book. But I would say once you do the research, it takes about, to me, 3 or 4 years. And then I started forming it more or less in my mind in 10 months. So I started writing in August 2019 when I went to visit someone in California. And then I didn't finish it until really about June and perfected it in June 2020 this year. But Outskirts Press did an outstanding job of releasing it in this past August in 2020, even after the COVID, while they were working from home. And that was pretty amazing that they were able to push it forward. And I was very impressed that they got it out as soon as they did.
Well, it's out. It's receiving excellent reviews, and I'm sure changing the lives of a number of people worldwide. The book is Turn Around, Unload, Listen. Luis Brunner is the author and our guest on the program. You talk in the book about changing, taking a negative killer's mindset and changing that to a positive one. What message would you say to a potential killer?
Well, what comes to my mind is I saw at point blank a prisoner that was described as having a deadened conscience. It's called a flat effect. And I sat there and looked at this man, and you can look at a person's face and you can almost tell, especially if you can spot that and you just know it. And it's a dead conscience. And I do feel that there is still a spark in most people, and that spark could be turned around, that all hate and anger can be calmed. So no matter how tangled your problems have become, you can allow the one who created all of us to come into your heart. And that is mentioned in John 8:12, where it says, Jesus is the light, and we do not have to walk in darkness. And that positive feeling is so wonderful when you do turn it around in your life.
We seem to be living in an escalating, violent world. This book is so important and needs to get out for people to read and understand and implement what you're talking about. How will you go about promoting this book? What are sort of your goals with the book to get it out into the public so it can actually have an impact?
Well, that's going to be a real challenge because it was my hope and to get the book to the youth, like those that before they join a gang. And that would be a real challenge. But it's also my hope that in elementary schools, middle schools, and high schools, that they would teach role-playing and demonstrations to help youth control the anger and violence. There's nothing better than kids getting up on even a stage and having a class in regard to this. And I think that would be a big impact on them today. But getting into the curriculum of the schools, that would be really a challenge.
A big part of this, and you address, is the mental health issues, the mental health needs. Talk about that aspect of it and something that, you see in budget cuts in various school districts and cities, they sort of cut back on that. We see an increased need with people going through everything this country has gone through over the last 9 or 10 months. Talk about the mental health aspect of this and the needs and whether you feel they're being met or not.
Well, I don't know that they're being fully met because I can't be everywhere, but I do know of a particular church that has counselors, and they try really hard And I know that there's a mental health program here where I live in New Braunfels. There's at least two or three of them. And what would really be nice is if there would be some classes there in the mental health places where people could come and talk about these things, about the violence, about the abuse. And maybe they, yes, would be targeting low-income people, because what we hear on TV is a repetition over and over of the same problem. Someone got mad at someone else. Something was going wrong in their life. And then a gun was used, or a child gets a hold of a gun. And to me, if there was a practice of mental health, where you could go and you know there's a problem, that they could get into a conversation. And as in role playing, again, they could learn how to subdue that anger or make a better outcome come out of it. Because the one thing that we do have in our hope is that we know that God, he turns on the light, and he gets rid of the darkness. And that inside of us can be turned around. It is possible. And those people who have done it, they are the best example to other people, can show them a different point of view. And I would really love to see more mental health get involved in doing that.
With us on the program is Louise Brunner. Her book is Turn Around, Unload, Listen. A few minutes left in the program. Let's talk about what you've seen in your 33 years being out in the field and studying and doing the research for the book. How optimistic are you that maybe, I guess, the first step in a solution is understanding the problem? Do we fully understand, and you are you optimistic that we're going to see some changes being made?
Well, I'm an optimistic person, but I would say it still goes back to the time when I saw rehabilitation in the lifers, prisoners who organized themselves in a particular prison in California, and they actually did something very, very important. There was teenagers, mostly high schoolers. And they were going down a path where they were going to either be in jail themselves or definitely in a lot of trouble. And the parents didn't know what to do anyway. So the high school teamed up with the prison. And the prison prisoners were all serving lifetime sentences. And they bused these kids to the prison to talk specifically to these prisoners one-on-one. And I tell you, that was the best program I have ever seen put into place. I wish I would hear more about situations like that happening all over the United States, tell you the truth, because there are so many reasons why young men are in prison, and they didn't need to be in there in the first place if they could have just been turned around. And I saw it as being positive. I saw it being impactful, and I'd love to see more of it being done.
Well, the book is an important part of it, an important step in that journey to try to resolve some of these issues. It's so well done by Louise Brunner. I'm going to spell that if you're going to Google. That's L-O-U-I-S-E Brunner, B-R-U-N-N-E-R. Book is Turn Around, Unload, Listen. It's available at Amazon, the usual places. And once you put Louise's name in there, you will also get information on her other book. The book is What Fathers Should Tell Their Daughters. Louise, you do such a nice job with these books. What are you working on now? Are you working on another book or poem?
No, I think I would have to do some more research. I would actually like to be out in the field doing more things, but we are kind of like my husband and I are in a holding pattern, because we might like to move eventually and go into an area where there is a lot of violence, actually. But I don't want to really move to Portland, Oregon, but there's an awful lot of violence there.
Seems to be, yes. Well, you're doing so much just by all you put into this book, all of the research and, again, all the expertise on Luis's part into the book, Turn Around, Unload, Listen. The book is receiving excellent reviews. It's changing lives. Luis, thank you so much for being with us on the program. You've done an excellent job with the book. I appreciate you taking time to talk about this. Hopefully we'll stay in touch, and good luck with the future endeavors, as well as getting this book out in the hands of many more people and turning more lives around. Thank you for being with us on the program.
And thank you for having me. I'm very happy I could present the book to you and everyone. Thank you so much.
It is our pleasure. And the book, once again, is Turn Around, Unload, Listen. Luis Brunner, our guest on the program. Book's available at Amazon, as well as What Fathers Should Tell Their Daughters. If you've got our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to the Amazon website, get all the information. You're listening to This Week in America, back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.